He says scientists who discover a new species can basically call it whatever they want, as long as they use the correct genus name. For example, some scientists name a new species after a loved one or another scientist. It's frowned upon to name it after themselves. Anna Arson's team called one spider Spintharus skelli, after a researcher's cat, Skelly. The only real problem, he says, would be if a scientist was going to receive any sort of potential benefit, such as if a megastore paid a lab to christen the species Walmarti. Even when the names don't have traditional Latin translations, Latin-ifing names for species is a common practice in science. Generally, just add an I if it's a masculine name and an AE if it's feminine. Agnarsson, along with four students who participated in the research, named spiders after prominent advocates for animal conservation and action on climate change. Among the spiders Agnarsson named are Spintharus, David Bowie, not the first creature named after Bowie, S. David Attenborough, not even close to the first creature to be named after David Attenborough, and S. Leonardo DiCaprio Spintharus, being the spider's genus.